an heir for my Luke of Hope. The Count has requested and required of me an heir for my Luke of Hope, to fashion a song like one branch stretched out in a million escutcheons, leaf bare, wide-bowed and proximate, polished in its degradation. Early he waited my lay, pea-counting till I ran his race. The man he wouldn't take no unless I'd swear on the indifferent Maria. She couldn't let me off lightly. Montague left this world at Toulouse. The Count's nemesis, the wet Duke, cost us Perrier. When his trap snapped shut, our glimmer of valiant youth came and went as 3 nights spent in a harem rut. So shall it be with all our defeats of the poet and the baronial lout and more honourable comrades of mine, as well as the even more mendacious. It's proof in the having, in sum, its preciousness, guffawed over retreats. To deliberate on what brings defeat, Mesclar has turned his greasy pelt wither. The Catalans, the Aragons, they fall so often, and in such detail, that not even they could keep up their mettle. So much for the great culpabilities of their blows against our thin mail. It's not possible to be remasculated. On the contrary, heaven isn't willing to be a collection box of siege cinders and failed thunderbolts and non-saturnine commissioned scions of threadbare and tenderized, pacifying and ambushed parvenus on colts. The king was lost at Tarascon, his aide-de-camp, and it goes without saying, the brother of his highness. In thinking a winning defence, what I know of theirs must be applied to assuage. All seasons will regrow these high-born dolts, sired, and branch between their rage.